Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to our midweek reading of Triple Chalice Tarot. I am your host, Rowan Nix, here with my two co-hosts.
Hi, Tarot. Hello.
And Aluna Adet.
Good evening.
And we're here to bring you our midweek reading, which will be done by Miss Aluna Adet. So let's get started with it.
All right. So I went ahead and shuffled the cards, and now I'm going to lay them out. For tonight, we're going to be doing a five-card spread, and let's see what this week has in store. Oh, wow. Okay, so this reading looks like it's going out to a pair of lovers out there. The present position is the Two of Cups, and the Two of Cups represents a union, a communion of coming together of two different people. In the cards, normally represented as male and female, but there's also a deeper esoteric meaning to it, whereas the Two of Chalices represents two different backgrounds, nationalities, belief systems, spiritual belief systems coming together and being in unison, in harmony, balancing each other very well. This card often is represented in matters of love, dealing with relationships, dating. So this card is kind of saying to me that someone out there listening right now is in the dating pool and has possibly found someone and is feeling that connection. And it's quite strong, that initial connection. It's not as strong as the lovers, okay, which is one of the major arcanas represented in the tarot deck. This is the minor arcana. So this is on the mundane level. So you met that guy or that girl and everything's hitting it off right now. It's an initial good placement that comes with initial attraction. So the next card we have is the Two of Wands. And the Two of Wands represents that borderline crossing into new territory, expansion, okay? It also can represent indecision because in this card, there's a man standing upon a balcony. He is in the midst of two wands that are erected, and he seems to be pondering on a choice. He hasn't made a complete choice. So maybe right now this is saying that maybe you're in the field of dating and romancing, but you're not really sure if you're going to, if you're in it for the long haul, okay, if we look at the present position, which is the Two of Chalices, it is a minor arcana card. So this next card, also being a minor arcana card, is saying that there's a bit of a decisiveness about if you really want to take this whole dating route serious or commitment route serious. But the goal or destiny is the Ten of Cups, okay, another Cups card. And the Ten of Cups is the final completion of the Chalices suit. And Chalices represents emotions, water, things like love, spirituality. So in the Ten of Chalices, we see a couple that are the same couple that was represented in the Two of Chalices. They are now in the whole completion of things. They're at a ceremony, which is represented as marriage, union, but they're amidst all their chalices, okay? So all 10 chalices that were represented throughout the entire suits, they're being surrounded around. And this kind of is saying that you're going to have to take up the responsibility and understanding that being in a relationship with another person is going to come with so many different cups coming your way. A lot of those cups may not, some of the content in those cups may be bittersweet, but it comes with being in a relationship with another person. And I think a lot of people, when it comes to love, dating, and long-term commitment, they have the ideal of it. Oh, that wonderful, dreamy partner that's going to be with me forever and take all my pain away. But in a lot of instances, that other person has their own, you know, skeletons in their closets, their own issues, their own baggages. And a lot of people, once they're hit with that reality, they're like, oh, well, I don't know if I really want to do it anymore. And this is saying that the Ten of Chalices is saying that through that commitment and that determination to make it work and be there for the other person, this union has reached the final place of full abundance and happiness and fulfillment in the relationship. Okay, now the next card I'm seeing here is the Queen of Chalices, another chalice card. So we're deep in emotions for this midweek reading. And the Queen of Chalices represents someone who is deeply intuitive, someone who has a guiding nature of trusting their emotions, being in tune with their emotions, and not being very empathetic as well, empath, as well as a nurturing motherly mistress type energy. And this is what I'm picking up on with the person that this reading is generated towards. So you being in this whole dating feel or love feel, you might be a bit reserved because the Queen of Chalices is one who is, she has a safe face when it comes to her emotions. She's very emotionally mature and emotionally in control. But this card is reminding you that it's okay to let that wall down if you are that sensitive person. It's okay to be sensitive. Don't pioneer your whole attitude on being the perfect fit for the other person. Be yourself in this. Let your empathetic nature show. And the final result is the Nine of Pentacles. And the Nine of Pentacles is kind of saying to me that through the realms of dating, now this Nine of Pentacles cards represents maturity of a craft, maturity and expertise of a certain venture or adventure, if you want to look at the whole dating scene of it. And it's saying that through maturity and expertise and experience that one gets better at it. There's a woman represented in this card. She's standing in a abundant garden, and she has a falcon placed on her arm, and the falcon is well-trained, well-placed, and isn't moving. So there's discipline that is represented in this card, and it's kind of saying, if I'm tying it in with the whole scenario, it's saying that, yeah, it might be a bit rough at first, but don't be afraid to get up and try again. That is the only way through love and through a relationship and through dating that you're going to make it and make it work. So that is my midweek reading. How do you guys feel about what's come up in this reading? Taruk?
Sure, I think you described it beautifully. I was speaking with Rowan in the private messages, and we were kind of speaking about how this person, well, Rowan mentioned this person's probably a Scorpio or a water sign, and I was thinking the same exact thing. So it's funny that we're both in the same frequency thinking about this person that you were describing.
Wow.
Water sign, definitely.
There's a lot of cups. There's about three out of the five. So three out of five are water. And then the Queen of Chalices coming up as well is a main water sign. So this is saying that that person out there is real deep in water right now, and it must be a Scorpio. It might be a Scorpio.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Rowan, what do you think?
Well, the Queen of Chalices herself is a very Scorpio card. She's very reserved, she's very mysterious, and she's very in tune with the esoteric, with the psychic. I wouldn't be surprised if this person who the reading is for either does readings herself or has dreams or is some kind of psychic person as well. This is a fantastic reading. If you're sitting out there and you're wondering if this relationship is going to work or not, or whether, you know, if you're putting yourself on the line and you're putting your heart on the line, which I know it can be very difficult for a Scorpio to do, it's worth it. You're getting the Ten of Cups, which to me, I always call it the happily ever after card. It's the card you kind of always want to get in any relationship because it basically means all of your dreams are coming true. You have that abundance of cups that Aluna was talking about, and you also are getting the Nine of Pentacles in this, which is financial contentment, which means that this person is someone that you're meant to cross paths with. This person is someone that is going to be beneficial for you in your work and in your life and is going to bring you the abundance, not just in love, but in financial stability, which we also crave as human people, you know? So this is a really a good match. This is definitely a match
now,
that
was sent to you. Now, what do you think about the Two of Wands that came up? What would that resonate with for our listeners out there?
I wanted to speak on that one because, you know, in my deck, the Two of Wands is about, you know, hardship and also fears of the future and sadness. And I think Rowan was speaking about this person, you know, being an emotional person, kind of maybe thinking, am I putting myself on the line for this? Am I, you know, sticking my neck into this? You know, this is a card, well, the Two of Wands in my deck is a card of, you know, confusion, and maybe this person has been hurt in the past. Maybe they have had experiences where they've been let down, where they've been hurt, where they've been lied to, they've been cheated on, you know, but don't let the past dictate where your future is heading. And the way that this reading went is clearly stating that this person that you're currently with is somebody who has the best out for you. You know, we're seeing with the two of chalices, correct? You know, that card is amazing, you know, when it comes to meeting somebody in love. So I think the Two of Wands is just kind of speaking about the person's mental state where, you know, cause sometimes a water sign, especially a Scorpio, we tend to, you know, because I'm a Scorpio, we tend to kind of, you know, think the worst because, you know, we are associated with death and with war and, you know, sometimes, you know, we're notoriously known for, I guess, negative type of mind frame kind sometimes, but, you know, and that's very deep waters, that's very emotionally turbulent, and we sometimes do tend to go there. So I think the Two of Wands is kind of, you know, showing the person's frame of mind, but the rest of the reading ties in beautifully with the positivity of this relationship. So don't let your mental state take over and mess something that's good up. You know, let it flow, let it happen, let that river flow through you. So
definitely. And Rowan, what about the Queen of Chalices? Again, you reiterated on her being associated with the waters and like going off of what Tarouk said, how the Two of Wands could sort of be messing with her right now. How do you think the Two of Wands is kind of impacting this Queen of Chalices?
What was the position you said that you put it in again? I know that the Two of Cups was the present position. What was the Two of Wands?
Yes, it was. Well, I just kind of read it from left to right. I didn't have it. But so we'll say the present position is the Two of Cups. The Two of Wands is the immediate influences. The goal of destiny is the Ten of Cups. And let's say about a questionnaire, about the person out there, is the Queen of Chalices.
Down. That makes so much sense. Okay, so the Two of Wands, it does represent the beginning of a passion or a career that you have, but it also represents illumination. It represents the moment of enlightenment, of aha. So I feel like the Two of Wands is, this person knows that the person that they've met is the one, but they're afraid of it. Because, you know, when you have insights like that, and as we can all attest to, it can be scary. It can be downright unnerving when you feel so strongly about someone right at first, and you don't want to put yourself out there, and you don't want to put all your cards on the table. But the cards in this case are definitely telling you that you need to, and that it's fine.
It's that fear of vulnerability. Yeah,
exactly. Yes. Which is so Scorpio. I love you, Tarouk, but it is so Scorpio that I could die. And the Queen of Chalices, as I said before, is a water sign in the terms of the tarot cards because the chalices represent water and she's the ruler of that. So this is a person that's very in tune with their emotions, very in tune with other people's emotions. I think the old like physical description that's given to people associated with the cups are dark-featured people with light or clear eyes. So this person's probably fits that description. I'm not sure. I never really went by that. That's just a bit of tarot lore for you listening at home.
Well, to go along with how what Tarouk mentioned before, you with this reading, if you're out there listening and going through the situation, you really are getting the green light because it's showing the initial beginning of the Two of Chalices, again represented as that blooming couple, that initial attraction, and then it being fulfilled in the Goal or Destiny with the Ten of Cups. But that Two of Wands is a warning to not stunt the growth that you two are having. Don't let those past letdowns or misfits or hang-ups control your fears and emotions towards having this relationship bloom into the full potential it can be. So is there anything else you guys want to add on to that?
Well, I wanted to speak on the Nine of Pentacles, you know, because money does influence relationships. You know, money is a very important thing when it comes to relationships, and many times it's something that can hurt a relationship, can destroy a relationship, you know. So you have to see with this card that this card is speaking about having material wealth, having money, having ease, you know, having things being good for you in the money realm too. So not only, you know, are you guys going to get love and that deep emotional connection, but you're also going to be good in the money realm too. So you're getting two for one over here. You know, you don't have to worry about maybe paying this person's rent, or kind of you being the one to having to put everything for this person, or having you have being the one to cater to them and having to buy them everything and having to basically take care of this person. You know, many times people are put in that situation when you know,
right,
they can put a damper on their relationship. So I feel like the Nine of Pentacles, you know, this person out there that's listening, as far as money-wise, you don't have to worry about money problems as far as a relationship dealing with this person. It seems like it's going to be good in the money realm for you guys. So
it seems
definitely
like maybe both parties in this reading come from a professional work background or work ethics, where you guys
that's
are both
wonderful.
Isn't it though? Because it's like you said, it provides that almost like a lift of a burden that you guys, because it does put a damper on a relationship if you're constantly and it breaks up a lot of relationships, a lot of clients we have had. They come to us with relationship issues, and a lot of times money cards come up, and a lot of times negative money cards, well, not, I wouldn't say negative money cards, but cards that are reflective on the current financial situation, which isn't always its brightest. So be in mind of that as well. If you also feel this reading is for you and you're just entering the realms of dating, be sure that the person that you're looking for meets you on a standard that is not only emotional or physical, but make sure that the resources, and I'm not saying being a gold digger, okay, but make sure that you guys meet each other on the same standards on how you want your resources, finances, and stability and well-being to be placed.
For sure. And I also think that the Queen of Chalices coming up, it's representing that very feminine need to be taken care of. Obviously, in our society, women, especially in recent years, have had to do everything. They've had to be the wife, the mother, and, you know, the breadwinner at the end of the day. And that can really, nobody should have to do it all. You should always be able to have that partner to sit there and take care of you when you're weak so that you can take care of them when they're weak. It's a give and take. It's a marriage of two opposites. And that's what the Nine of Pentacles and the Ten of Cups are really saying, is that
yes,
a partnership, not
yes,
just
an infatuation. A mature partnership.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And I also see where Aluna was coming from, because I also get the vibe that this is someone who works, and so is the other person. So the other person, I don't know if it's if the other person that this person is with is in a high-paying position, or if they come from money or something to that effect, but they're good is what the reading is saying. They've got it. Don't worry. And not right. like Aluna also is saying, not from a gold-digging perspective of, oh, you want to make sure that they can take care of everything, but this person has it in case all of your plans fall through. So there's definitely that security that I'm getting, that safety net that I'm getting from the reading.
It looks like this reading is the green light for whoever is out there listening in this love situation with their partner. Things are good for you guys. Be mindful of those fears and those setbacks from the past getting in the way. Let your emotions flow into them. It's going to fulfill them. They appreciate that about you. Don't be afraid of that, okay? Mm-hmm. They really do appreciate that. Right, that nurturing, motherly, deep, passionate, deeply, and emotionally stimulating side of yourself. So don't shelter that up, is what this reading is saying.
And I want to say one thing. Like you said, that nurturing, motherly side, I feel like, because I think we're talking about a female here, this woman in the past, and I'm going to be prophesying right now, this woman in the past, you have taken care of men in the past. And I know Rowan was mentioning, you know, about this person, you know, women, you know, their position in society and as far as, you know, being, you know, making money. I feel like this woman in the past has taken care of broke men. And this is the reason why you have the Two of Wands, because, you know, you've been that motherly figure. You've taken care of these men that haven't had any jobs. You've put in all this effort and time and commitment and emotion for men that have not been there for you in return, monetary-wise and also emotional-wise. So I feel like now you have finally broken out of that phase of dealing with no good men, and you have moved on to a higher position, not only work-wise, but also, you know, relationship-wise. So you finally found a man to meet you on a middle ground, okay?
Yes.
But once again, don't let the past affect you. This man is not going to take advantage of you. He's not going to use you and abuse you like you have in the past. So definitely.
Wow. I like that.
Well, he said it.
He zero right in. I know. He's zero right in. He's like, oh, it's her, you know. And I felt that feminine energy,
you got her
too.
Number, yeah.
I definitely felt that feminine energy, too, but I didn't want to make it, you know, gender-oriented towards any, because a man can feel this way, too. There's no problem with a man being... Right. A man shouldn't have any problem with being that emotional self, okay? That's not a look down on any part, but it is a major more concern of a woman to, especially if she's the breadwinner, which we're seeing here in the Nine of Pentacles, to have that concern, like, the person who I'm with, are they, you know, are they meeting me maturely on that level that I need emotionally and financially, you know? Are they, and especially if you dealt with, like Taruk said, no good men in the past, it's going to put up this sort of wall around you and about you to make you pretty guarded and almost jaded when it comes to dating. But again, this reading is saying the go. He is the right one for you. And be yourself. Definitely be yourself. So just to let you guys know, we have about 10 minutes left. So just to let you guys know, we are on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. You can find us at Triple Chalice. Triple Chalice Tarot. Triple Chalice Tarot. We also have individual accounts, Aluna Odette, Taruk Bashal, and Rowan Nix. We post daily card draws every day, as well as we'll be letting you guys know on our Facebook page when we're doing free readings. We've done some free readings for you guys. If you want a free reading from us, we will let you know when our next free reading show is coming up if you go and like our page. We also do all sorts of fun stuff on our page, posts, comments, phrases, all that juicy good stuff. And we also will be having another live show this Saturday. So you can catch us Wednesday and Saturdays. Wednesdays are our weekly shows. Our midweek show, midweek forecast shows. And Saturday is going to be a bit more of a discussion topic things, talking about tarot, how to become more in tune with your deck, how to learn tarot. So that should be fun. And is there anything else?
No, I think you said it all.
Well, I want to stress, you guys, like the Facebook page, please. You know, like Aluna said, we've been doing free readings for you guys. And, you know, that takes a lot of work and energy out of us. And, you know, honestly speaking, we have not seen any update likes on our Facebook page. So you guys need to start liking the Facebook page, okay? Because, you know, we're putting in work and we're giving you guys free readings over here, you know, so the least you guys could do is like the Facebook page, please, okay? Just saying.
We love hearing from you. We love the feedback, please.
Yes.
I'm over here cracking up because Saruk just was like, wait a minute. We have been putting in work. Where are you guys?
Well, we have. I mean,
no, we really have. We really have. And it's no tea, you know, but we really would love to get some feedback from you guys. We know you guys are listening. We hope you enjoy our tarot advice and tarot, you know, oracle-ness. So yeah, definitely check us out on our social media pages and keep up with us, you know.
Okay, definitely. So we have 3 minutes left, you guys. I guess we can.
What are we going to be doing on our Saturday? What are we going to be doing our Saturday show?
I mean,
nobody knows.
No, I think we're going to have like a tarot, you know, study group or whatever. We're going to, you know, talk about some cards, pick some cards out and, you know, have a conversation about them. I mean,
that'll be fun.
I think that
works. Yeah.
Catch us on the fly with it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so, I mean, we could go now. I mean, 3 minutes left. Well, thank you guys for listening to our show. And
thank you very much.
Have a great night.
Bye. Hope to see you guys Saturday.